This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. On a cold and breezy day at our home near the banks of the Ojolote, Ms. Mosquito and I decided to leave our place and go off to explore some old country we had been missing. You know, to take a familiar dirt road to some places we used to go. Years ago. We had to escape the pandemic news, the government news. We had to get away from it and find some joy. Some joy in soaring birds or hawks on power poles, you know. Some interesting and vast landscapes. So escape and pursue joy. We dressed warmly. The weather service said it would be chilly and breezy, and it was both of those. So flannel-lined trousers and a few layers on top was the apparel of the day. And you know, it takes a while to shed the current events. It takes a while. It takes several miles to start jabbering about the landscape and about an owl and a cottonwood tree or a gray male harrier soaring a savanna. It takes those things to put aside things like the destruction of the Arizona-Sonora border, to put aside the sadness of the pandemic, to put aside tattered yet still flapping political banners near our home. But finally, all of that falls away in phrases like, oh, I love those rolling hills. Look at that sycamore. Look at all the mistletoe. What hawk is that perched up in that tree? Those kind of observations, those phrases fill the truck cab as we roll down the road. At one point, as we drove through rolling grassland, I remembered an old homestead nearby and wondered if the black locust trees were still there. And as we rounded a curve, I saw a couple out-of-place trees off the road, you know, 20, 30 yards. Black locust, Robinia pseudoacacia, not native. We have a native Robinia, but not black locust. It must have been planted as an ornamental many years ago. And they tend to root sucker, and so not too far from those two old black locusts were 20 or so small black locusts. So we drove on, you know, recognizing places where I'd gathered cliff rose seed on rocky road cuts, or an arroyo where years ago I gathered acorns from a grove of gray oaks. I remembered that it was a mast year for those gray oak acorns. Acorns were in the trees on the ground, and dozens of band-tailed pigeons were feasting on the acorns and paid no attention to me as I wandered below them gathering acorns and sidestepping huge bear scats full of crunched acorns. It was an all-you-can-eat acorn mast for the wildlife. Anyway, that glorious road went through huge stands of that marvelous native grass, giant saccatone, hundreds of acres of giant saccatone, and then through a narrow riparian canyon, and then out into this rocky, limestoney canyon, steep slopes. Oh, yeah, the plants, Mortonius, Cabrella, Marsosa, Milfolia, Nolina, Texana, Dazzlerian, Wheeleri, Parthenium, and Canum. Oh, my goodness, my botanical gray matter was racing. On one slope, a low, branchy shrub caught our eye. Small, shiny leaves. Some branches sort of spiny, others not at all. Branches laid upon one another like pickup sticks. My brain searched and searched. But it wasn't until we got home. And with a flora on my lap, I shouted, Sagericia! Sagericia ridei! Mock buckthorn! And it's in the buckthorn family Rhamnaceae. The genus Sagericia honors the French botanist Augustine Sacheré, who in 1826, and I'm not making this up, hybridized a muskmelon with a cantaloupe. Dude. Anyway, ridei, the specific epithet, honors Charles Wright, a botanist, plant collector. He was on the Mexican Boundary Survey of 1851. So, Sagericia ridei. How cool is that? Oh, and that road we traveled to the desert where we found the mock buckthorn, that road did its job. We escaped and we found joy. Because the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.